3:7.
American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is July 12th, going back 8 days from yesterday. July 12th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, in the state of Minnesota here, it is, well, it's partly cloudy. My little boy tried to say that it was sunny out so he could go hang out by a swimming pool, and we said, no, it's not sunny out. Dad.
He always sees the best in
things. He does. It's 83 degrees, though. I'm just sharing.
It's warm.
Yes. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and as promised, we're making news. We're not just writing and actually expounding upon other people that are making news. We're always in the news, and because it's time that America practices what it preaches.
Yes.
And with that, we got much to talk about. I'll give it over to Jake in just a second here. But if you'd like to check us out, please do, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Punch it all in on your URL, and you'll get the right page. But if you don't, you're going to get the wrong one. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, it's best to jump on right away. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, for those that have been emailing us, asking us for another hour, 1 hour is just not enough, seems to be the common response and the common thread amongst these emails that are sent to us. We are working on getting a second hour. That's all I can do. Is if you'd like to talk to Ted Anderson over at GCN, let him know. I think it would help out greatly.
Reach out to GCN.
Yeah, and talk to him and see what he has to say. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because it is
a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Hmm.
And folks, we have actually posted quite a bit. But as Bradley said, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We were making news yesterday. We had a whole spin and a barrage of press that covered how Bradley is now, there's a leftist judge in this Rachel Maddow lawsuit that has now taken judgment and turned it and twisted it and diluted it. So we're having to deal with two fronts now, not just Rachel Maddow, but also the justice system. And today, we had a victory teaming up with, as we've spoken before, our friend in Liberty.
Which is another topic.
Yes, which is another topic. Today is the victory. Yesterday was a victory. Today's another victory, and both making news.
And we want to tell the bloggers thank you again for that victory.
We appreciate you guys, and keep blowing it out in the wind
for us.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because the more they do it, the more people with common sense say, wow, what are these guys saying again?
Totally. You know, I got a phone call from CBS this morning. A reporter asked me, so Bradley, so all this Rachel Maddow stuff, how come your side of the story is not out there? I said, well, that's by design, isn't it? I said, because we're on the radio in 53 countries on a daily basis. It shows you who's doing their job.
Yeah.
And if the right would do their job, we wouldn't have to deal with these leftist, lawless liberals, socialists, communists that are thinking for some reason that they have a right to lie and break the law.
Yeah. And it also shows you that they don't come to our website because we keep everybody pretty well informed. And on that website.
Jake, they don't like not go to our website because like they forgot.
Yeah.
It's all through omission, of course.
Yeah. They go read the story and say, how can I twist that?
That's right. That's exactly what they do.
But the story today is Bradley Dean's message defeats Citi's blackball attempt. We talked to you a while back about Dunkerton and that issue. And we were speaking about how we go into culture and we address a lot of issues that kids are only being fed a one-sided story on. And we got a lot of blowback from the city. Well, we engaged our friends at Liberty Council, and they had wrote a letter to the city and said, listen, you guys don't want to litigate this. You need to do the right thing. You need to do what's constitutional, and you can't deny this.
There was no litigation in it, Jake.
No,
that was a closed deal from start to finish.
Yeah.
That was a big no-no.
Yeah, exactly. What I'm saying is that Liberty Council approached them and said, if you want to, we're ready to go to court on this. You can't deny somebody their religious liberties.
Yeah.
And this is all put out in the news press release on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's also on the front page of WND right now again.
Yep, scrolling. We're on WND.
And, hey, by the way, to WND, thank you for not taking a picture of me and distorting it.
Yeah.
Which only shows and reveals the mental illness of the people that we deal with.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
A distorted world. They can't just have normal
stuff. Well, they are.
Stuff.
They see like everything like staticky or something.
That's right.
They
somebody
do.
Somebody just smack them on the head. If you're by one of these people, just smack them on the
That's
head.
That's the definition of reprobate, though. But
it's kind of like the TV when it would go blurry, it'd smack it really quick, and it would kind of come into focus.
As a matter of fact, I was on a radio interview yesterday with over 3 million listeners.
The Rusty Humphries Show.
Yeah, interesting. And I just wanted to tell the bloggers thank you for that opportunity as well. Thanks for your
making us so popular.
Continuous
that wants to hear.
Digging your ditch as you get pushed back. And folks, they undo themselves in every sense of the word.
And we don't even to pay them.
No, not at all. They call us up. Hey, will you be a part of the show? We're a part of the show. Thank you very much. Just wanted to tell you thank you. If I had some frosting, I'd actually put it on their cake.
There we go.
Yes.
If they can get a cake. Can't buy cakes with food stamps.
Yes.
The Facebook page. You want to go to the Facebook? We've posted a lot of the stories here. But, folks, the bottom line is the ministry is not quitting. God doesn't quit. His spirit always gives victory to those that will stand in the way despite what comes at them. Stand, stand, stand. This generation is looking for people to stand. And they
leadership.
Are an army that will follow you unto victory. And there is our answer and there is our hope. And, folks, again, on Sons of Liberty Radio, check out that new news item. Also, go to the Facebook, like it. It's in the upper right-hand corner. And SOL Media will list all the stories and things that we covered during the show today.
Did I make my point?
About
the CBS reporter? Because what he asked me today is, he goes, that whole thing with Rachel Maddow and how they contrived the whole story? I said, no, if you want to know your answers, just go ahead and talk to Rachel Maddow and MSNBC because that's what we're suing them for.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to the story than the libs want you to know about. And we're going to deal with them. That's how it goes. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. We are going to be hitting some hot topics, power punching you today.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
As a matter of fact, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Did you hear Barry today talking about how he's standing on the shoulders of the black community and that we need to stick this out together? He's using the black community again. Oh, Bradley, come on. Come on, you're just out there again.
He's playing the race card.
I don't even think I need to ad lib anymore.
No, huh? It's blatant.
Or sarcasm,
right,
because people, yeah, it's right in their face. But in a recent interview on Black Panther Radio, wow.
Black Panther Radio.
Wow, can you imagine us having a White Panther Radio?
White supremacy.
We'd have the ACLU knocking on our door, wouldn't we?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
New Black Panther chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Shabazz.
Wow. That sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? Anybody see Act of Valor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Lashed out at a new target, the Democratic Party. By the way, I don't know if folks realize this or not, especially the black communities, but you know who's responsible for the KKK, who stood behind them during the segregation days, don't you? It was the Democratic Party.
Yep.
Controlling.
Oh, soon we forget.
What? We totally.
Mm-hmm.
You also remember Southern Poverty Law Center used to work with the KKK.
Sure.
Wow. How does that work, Jake? Is that called confusion, or is it about the money?
It's about the money and the message.
Well, that was confusing, too.
That was. I sound like I'm like from the South or something. I don't work for the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The suit center. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just they make suits?
Totally.
And
I wouldn't want one. I wouldn't want one.
And their center.
Because, I'd have, like, wool pants and a cotton shirt.
Yeah.
You know. Kind of a mixture of everything. Wouldn't look right.
Yeah.
Black and then like.
Don't wear those clothes.
Pink shirt. And like an orange hat or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe a feather in it.
You know, and then I could sing the song. You light up my life. You give me.
Keep
all right.
going.
All right. That one's for sale too, friends.
Yes, it is. Or you can get the podcast. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I do want royalty on that, though.
Yeah.
Don't just shoot it out
yeah.
there. That one's...
Listen to it for your own pleasure, but
that's
if you
right.
want to make proceeds, you want to send a donation.
And what you want to do is loop that. By the end of the day, it's probably going to be the number one single.
Yep.
You just loop it.
Mm-hmm.
So it always...
Keep looping.
Totally. So,
loopy.
Yeah, you get real loopy. Let me get back to my point here. The shocking rant against the DNC began with Chavez declaring that the American economy is in a half, and even mainstream whites are talking about our country's decline. The chairman goes on to call America a modern Babylon and a modern Rome. Chavez continued by asking his followers, can the Democratic Party save you? Here's more. Can the Democratic Party really save us, locally and nationally, or are we just holding on because we ain't got nothing better? Are we just being fired up for this election to go out here and give some votes? And all of the core concerns of the black community will be thrown to the side whenever November gets passed? Well, just keep going in the same direction that you are, my friends, over at the Black Panthers, and you're not going to have a community left because this black man in office is trying to eradicate the black communities just like he is the Hispanic communities. Both of the communities that he's using on, standing upon their shoulders, as he said, to stay in office. Just hang on with me. Oh, and by the way, I'm talking about through abortion, Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
And we'll hit that in a minute as well. Chavez reiterated his point by telling his listeners once again, we don't want to be used like whores and prostitutes. We have to pay attention. We have to take charge of our post, accept our own, and be ourselves and stop jiving in bull blank. Well, he's got a bit of the truth, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He knows he's being used.
Yep.
He knows he's being sold down the river. He knows the president's using him. The heck?
So
what is it going to take, brother from another mother, to figure that much out?
That's right. That's the problem. So many people are willing to be used because, as he said earlier, what, because we ain't got nothing better?
Yeah. Here, just to prove another point. Attorney General Eric Holder said Tuesday he opposes a new photo ID requirement in Texas elections because it would be harmful to minority voters. No. He just gave amnesty to 800,000 illegal voters between the ages of 18 and 30 years old for the purpose of having voters. He's using the Hispanic community as well, friends.
Yeah.
Okay? I go on. Voters and told that the NAACP in Houston that he would do everything he can do to make sure that the law doesn't stand. We're talking about the Attorney General of the United States,
yep.
Right? We'll leave alone Fast and Furious for now.
Yep.
Well, we're talking about the Attorney General of the United States of America, the head of the Department of Justice.
That's right. Okay. Unelected.
Okay. Now, this is my point.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do everything we can to make sure that the law doesn't stand against those that can't prove their citizenship. Just think about that. The Department of Injustice, right? He added the Justice Department will not allow political pretext to disenfranchise American citizens of their most precious right. What? What, dude? Will not political pretext? Why are you doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Because of politics.
Yep, that's it.
Hello, do you think people are stupid, dog?
I don't know.
Or what?
Must.
He has got to be out of it.
Playing the stupid card.
He's just listening to what his pimp is saying to him. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. Just keep saying it to him. Just keep pushing. Hey, forward. The new Communist Manifesto slogan, motto, whatever you'd like to call it. Just keep going forward, says Barry Hussein Obama. By the way, he claims he's a Christian, but he's held to his Muslim name.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds like a conversion to me.
I just wanted to shoot that out because someone out there just needed that.
Yep.
Oh, really? Oh, maybe all those guys talking about his birth record, maybe they're right. We should call them a flock of chickens if they're still trying to catch up. That's all you hear is their wings. Holder insinuated the voter ID laws were racist numerous times through his speech. Yeah. By the way, he was speaking to NAACP.
Fair.
When I was watching this video that I'm going to play for you, friends, I didn't see anybody white there. And I'm trying to figure out, we're talking about racism. Who keeps resurrecting the race card? Obama and Eric Holder.
That's right. Because this generation don't know it.
Listen to this. This is Eric Holder in Texas at the NAACP just entering into the room. Just forget about Fast and Furious and putting guns into the hands of illegals in Mexico to blame Americans. Just forget about everything that you know about this administration. And it was a complete, it was all black Americans. Listen to the response that they gave Eric Holder when he came in. Sounds like church. We have a church. Do I hear an amen? Hallelujah.
Not in this church.
Hallelujah. Now let me ask you something, friends. Keep it going. Is this an issue of color or principle? Is this an issue of color or principle, friends? Because apparently these people here don't realize what Eric Holder's being held in contempt for right now by the Congress. Holder, 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 yeah, he's our hero. He's our hero. Nobody can do it. Surely he can. All right. Thank you, Eric Holder. Thank you, Eric Holder. Thank you, Obama, for what you do. Thank you for trying to eliminate our race. Thank you, Barack Obama, for putting us on food stamps and doing all those good things that you have so we never get our head above the water. Oh, Eric Holder, you're the best, man. You're the best, brother. Man, you've done so much for us. Where in the heck are you people at there? If I'd have been there, I'd have stood up and say, whoa, hold up. This is good. We're having church.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Well.
Then let's have church.
Mm-hmm. That's good. But if we left off the Bible while we're having church that tells us what's right and what's wrong, and we get a man up here and we're praising this man that's guilty of so many crimes committed against we, the people, namely the black race. How many black friends do we got, Jake? Alveda King. Jackson. Others that are out there trying to wake up the black community as to what this administration's about. The black community is turning their back on him. Maybe they paid all these people to come in and have church with Brother Holder.
Oh, I'm sure there was something to gain for all.
Wow, wow. Maybe they got, I don't know, free food stamps on the way out. Oh, Bradley. Come on, let me make another facetious point. Can I? USDA uses Spanish soap operas. Listen careful, America. USDA uses Spanish soap operas to push food stamps among non-citizens during soap operas. Come on, get your come on over, get your food stamps. Come on, come on. We need as many dependents as we can get. We need voters. Come on, here, here, here. Do I have any takers? Come on. I mean, it sounds like a guy stinking at a game show during a circus or something. I'm going to hit that point when we come back. We'll take some of these calls.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Sons of Liberty is the only radio program that I've heard where they actually walk their talk. They apply it to their lives and show real leadership. And this is the kind of stuff that America needs to hear if we're ever going to reform ourselves and give hope for our next generation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For everyone. Instead, it's worse for African Americans in almost every way.
1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, stamps among non-citizens. You heard me right, friends. They are alluring illegal immigrants into this country to get food stamps free. No, the government's United States Department of Agriculture has been targeting Spanish speakers with radio novelists promoting food stamp uses as a part of a stated mission to increase participation in the Supplemental Nutrition Association program, SNAP, or food stamps.
Yeah.
All right.
So, notice
did you
what
like
they
that?
Call it.
Was that fast enough, Jake?
Instead of food stamps, it's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Wow.
So we're going to teach you how to eat healthy. Don't we have a lady masquerading around the country right now talking about eating healthy?
Oh.
And now all of a sudden we have this program called SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Oh!
Also known as, the auctioneer told us, food stamps.
Ooh!
If you want to be healthy, get yourself on some food stamps.
She is the model of perfection when it comes to talk about eating right.
But she doesn't know how to speak Spanish, so they have to hire out this 10-part series. This is funded by the USDA, this 10-part series.
Your money, friends. Your money. luring people on Spanish soap operas to push for food stamps among non-citizens.
And literally, that's what the show's about. You have skeptics saying, well, I'm not going to be a member of food stamps.
Yeah, you're heartless, man. You know what?
Then,
what about the kids and the wives?
Listen to this question.
Well, where's the husband to work for the food?
Will Claudia convince Ramon to apply for SNAP? Food stamps.
Yeah.
Not SNAP. Food stamps.
Notice the name SNAP. Now, that's in proper context because they want to give them to you with a snap of the government's finger.
Supplemental Nutrition Assistance
Program. Hey, I'm the
guy. So these soap operas are dedicated to having two people, one guy who doesn't want SNAP, and the other person trying to convince him you need to get SNAP.
Yes.
And probably at the end, he gets a SNAP.
What did Truman say? A government that can give you everything can also what?
Ooh. Take everything back away.
That's right. Yeah. Wasn't Roosevelt, right when he had said that, something familiar or similar to what Truman said? That basically people out of a job and out of food are what made
what
dictators are.
They're made of.
That's right.
Yeah. They need a savior.
An emergency. There should be a siren going off right now, but our producer's way out in left field again.
Ah.
Yes.
Or they play an organ and they usher in their hero.
Yes. Holder.
Okay, is that enough, boss? Where's my snap? Give me my snap. I need my snap. You're giving it to the Mexicans.
Yes.
Give me my snap.
Yes, pray upon those that don't have the knowledge of right and wrong. Let's get down to them dummy down.
That's
people
right.
That we have dummy down.
Feed them a day
at
a time.
Let's keep talking to them.
I'll teach them how to
fish.
But at least
Hercules.
At least the Black Panthers have enough common sense to know they're being used.
That's true. Yeah.
But also being used by the devil.
You know what? My black guitar player. We talk about this stuff all the time. Or what about our Hispanic singer?
Oh, now we're talking about
our
race
Hispanic
again.
Singer doesn't like this stuff. Well, dude, come on.
Oh, man.
We're all mutts. Every one of us. Some look better than
but
others.
But you got to be careful if you're white and you talk about race.
Oh, yes. Or the Democratic Party that wants to keep throwing their slurs at
or
you.
Or women.
Oh, they create the monster so they can be the victims. That's how it works.
As a matter of
they
fact.
They pull your hair and punch your face and they cry, victim!
Stop hitting me. As a matter of fact, maybe then the white male should just be quiet and pay his taxes. Maybe that's all that they should be.
And isn't it interesting?
They can't talk about anything.
Them is the folks that's paying for everything.
Yeah, but they can't talk about anything.
Yes.
Don't determine that.
Don't want to do that. No.
Otherwise, Holder will go back.
Hercules.
And liken this under poll taxes. Voter ID is like the poll taxes, Mr. Holder said.
Oh.
Wait, is that another race card attempt?
Let me prove another point. I know most people out there have heard this just over the last couple days. But do you remember when Romney went and talked to the NAACP, and he talked about basically eradicating Obamacare?
Yeah, unnecessary spending, including Obamacare.
Listen to what the NAACP did to none other than Willard Romney.
What did he say?
I got to say this. Listen, I don't like the man. I just don't like him.
Who, Willard?
Willard, don't like him.
Do you think Willard likes Willard?
Probably not. Willard doesn't know who Willard is.
He wants to know if you like him, and then if you do,
no,
then
I don't
like him.
The point with Willard is, Jake, is I got to say this. I felt for him for a minute, though. Because when I watched the footage, it was like, oh, my gosh, that one hurts. I would have responded completely different than the fashion that he did.
Yeah.
I would have said, no. Hold up. Maybe y'all need an education in here as to what's going on right now, because this doesn't help your future. It smothers your children.
All in the same boat.
Yes. Now, unless you don't have a care for your children, then go ahead and boo me.
Ooh.
Come on.
There's the truth.
Hercules.
You don't care about your kids.
Oh.
Then keep cheering.
You know what I got to say about that? Someone better sit yourself down.
It's about the babies.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ain't for the babies, then you love Obamacare.
So let's bring this back in. This is Romney. Getting whipped the other day, and he got whipped. He did. He got it. Go ahead and play that.
And so to do that, I'm going to eliminate every non-essential, expensive program I can find. That includes Obamacare, and I'm going to work to reform and save.
They were just clapping for him a minute ago.
Did he say Obama? We get it. Dude.
Did he say Obama?
He got spanked.
They were just clapping for him. I'm going to eliminate all these.
As the politician sits up there and programs. Tells you all the things that he's going to give you, but he's got to take this away. But it's okay to do this and this and this and this. Now, I can't leave here having you booing me. Mm. I mean, he got spanked. I mean. Romney.
Willard. It's okay, Willie.
That is enough. Slow your roll, Willie.
Willard.
We'll talk to these people.
You should have never come back.
Ooh, Mr. T is on the scene, brothers.
He showed up at the convention, too, I heard.
Right. I don't know. He needs a haircut, dude.
Should have never came back.
Yeah. Dude, in Rocky, he was awesome, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on here. I wanted to jump. Well, here, let's take a call here. We got Dave and Iowa. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You're really being a hindrance to us right now. I just want to let you know that.
That's good.
You know what I'd have did if I'd have been you, Dave? I wouldn't have said anything and I would have hung up on me in front of everybody.
I guess
but you know
I'm
what?
You're done to figure it out.
What, you know what? You're a bigger guy than I am and I appreciate it.
You could have booed. I
was doing was immature and I asked for forgiveness.
Yeah, one of the things that...
Dave, do you forgive me?
Of course.
Thank you. This
Look
guys,
at you. What a loving brother.
You know
brother.
What? Radio hug.
He's a loving brother.
Okay, thank you.
Could you all feel that out there?
I could. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a lot of people didn't catch it, but after they got done
Dave, hang on a second. Did someone not get their coffee this morning? Dave, did you not get your coffee this morning?
I never drink coffee.
Well, you need a cup of it, brother. And if you don't have any, I'll tell you what.
There's something wrong
Go
with
ahead
you.
To sonsoflibertyradio.com. We got a new line of coffee.
We have a coffee mug?
It's called Attitude.
Attitude.
Yes.
Attitude coffee.
Yes.
Should have never come back.
And you know what it's made out of? Clay and mud.
Clay and mud.
Is the first one on you?
Yes, it is. For you, it is, okay. Dave, because you're so faithful
only Dave.
To call us all the time, and I appreciate your enthusiasm. Now, I had to say it four times to get it out right. Enthusiasm.
I must be rubbing off on you.
Okay, anyways,
you
Dave.
You have that cup of
just,
coffee.
Yes, I. No, dude, the bottom line is this. I had I had one of those. We fly them in from New York. We have the 7-Eleven send big gulps. In spite of Mr. Bloomberg.
Don't let anybody know that.
Yeah, because Bloomberg, remember how you wanted to cut all the portions down?
We're still on national radio, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Well, no, we went from
everybody,
international. Jake, we're on local radio right now.
We've got to stay away from Bloomberg.
Totally.
I mean, we can't talk about stuff that actually matters. I mean, and making fun of Bloomberg, that's what the other side does. We don't.
He's anti-everything American, isn't he? We got Dave on the phone. Dave, go for it.
What kills me is the guy, Mitt Romney, after he gets booed, he's not going out like that. So he starts talking about, I want to be everybody's president, no matter what your sexual orientation is, no matter what color you are, blah, 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 blah. It's like, dude, are you kidding me? This is the guy that the church is calling up for the Republican Party?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I just said that a couple minutes ago, Dave, before he got on the air. He wants to become all things to all men so he can be the man. Well, the bottom line is you can't do that. If I'm a Christian, then I follow Christ. Then I do what Christ tells me to do. I don't do what I want to do and then call myself a Christian. And that's right. Exactly what this man does. But if you look at some of the doctrine as to what they teach, it's pretty crazy stuff, dude. And what you're doing is you're seeing the overflow of his ignorance of that Bible in every sense of the word. But you see this all the time. Mm-hmm. But then again, who put Willard Romney there in the first place? We're still trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, I still
But I think it's self-explanatory. It's very telling. Yeah?
It tells the story.
Yeah. Well, Dave, are you going to say something else outside of that?
Yeah, I just, you know, I mean, it.
I think Dave's
can't
the best.
Believe the way
there he is.
Huh?
I think you're the best, Dave.
Dave, are you gunning for my job?
I think he is.
I would never do something like that. What are you talking about?
Hey, Dave, what you doing right now? Because we're hiring a show.
Are you close? Dave, I'm packing my stuff right now. You can have this. I'll leave it nice, I promise.
Yeah. So we got a new co-host coming on. His name is Dave, and he's in Iowa right now. Hey, Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. And we thank you for allowing us to humiliate you in front of 53 countries. We'll be right back.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
It's the feed. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley and Jake. Bradley and Jake. We got Julie. Where's Julie calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois. How's it going, guys?
Oh, Chicago. All right. Ooh. Chicago. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I have a question. When you guys were mentioning on the radio show, you were playing the video of the people shouting Eric Holder.
Yes.
Where can I find that information?
Online.
Look at it myself.
I can tell.
Where?
It's on YouTube. Just punch in Eric Holder speaks to NAACP convention.
Or you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Oh, you posted
the story. Yep.
Oh, okay, cool. So
that's right on our homepage. Just the SOL Media is the button on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just click on that and you can find the story every day. Most of the stories that we talk about.
Or what you can do is next time you call us up and ask us a stupid question like that, you can just punch in 411 on your phone.
Just ask them. Ask Siri,
maybe. Do you
maybe?
Think that was mean? Degrading?
I suppose it could be to some people.
Well.
Never gonna please everybody.
What though? Am I supposed to walk on eggshells or what?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, because you're a white male. You can't talk about stuff like
Since
that.
Since when did the lawless libs ever do that? I mean, they create monsters, man.
They're the lawless libs.
They omit portions of their radio
They
programs.
Get to do that. We're supposed to turn the other cheek.
Oh! Yeah, that's the nice, yeah, kind thing to do.
That's the way we establish peace and justice, yeah, in our country, right?
Yeah. We should probably put that into context when Jesus was talking about that, though.
Yeah.
You know, and forgiveness, too, because remember, yes, when Jesus said you're to forgive 7 times 70, but to who? Yeah. To those that come back to you and repent for their sins towards you.
That's right.
Those are the ones that you're to forgive 7 times 70. Not the ones that weren't sorry.
Who do the police forgive when someone's breaking into your house? Do they forgive the theft?
Oh, as long as you're sorry about it.
But
the judge brings that forth through
righteousness. Then just finish it off then,
right? Yeah, that's right.
Boy,
I just kind of feel your sarcasm just kind of oozes over the top of what we do and who we are. I think this is important. Go ahead and share, Jake.
Our nation is in a pendulum today.
It is.
And folks, we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The purpose of what we're doing right now is for posterity. We brought it up earlier. If you care about the kids, then you will cheer, for example, on principle. You'll support what principle speaks and teaches. And that's exactly what we do. And folks, if you've been impacted by this radio program, I know there's a lot of you out there because we get your emails and we get your phone calls. Just got another email today of a gentleman who's from the older generation. And he,
yeah, it was cool.
Commenting on your post that you had on WorldNet Daily.
That was cool.
It was the truth. He came in sincerity. Folks, we need your help. We are fighting battles every single day. An example, for instance, is the lawsuit that we have. We are taking on people not because it's a good idea on our part, not because we make money, but to establish a precedent that the kids can be protected in this nation.
And the other point is, we're not starting the fights.
That's right. We're just dealing with them.
That's right.
We're seeing what needs to be done, and we're responding. No different than when David responded when there was a Goliath in front. No different than Gideon responded when his people were being oppressed. Folks, this is biblical. If you're a Christian, you're contending all the time. What to do? What to preserve posterity? Why did Moses lead the children of Israel out? Because they were in bondage. Folks, this country's in the same spot.
You know what? It was a good thing that Moses didn't take a poll from the children of Israel before he actually led them through to the promised land.
He got a commandment from God and he did it.
Amen.
And folks, we need your help to do that. We are a nonprofit. It's a 501c3. It's a tax-deductible donation. We need monthly partners. We need sponsors. We need people to support and sow into this ministry.
Be a part of the team. That's what we want. We want heart people here.
We want sons of liberty and daughters of liberty. And folks, there's also a number of different ways that you can donate, but if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, there's a donation button right on the homepage there. And every donation, I believe it's over $50, we give you a gift. Now, the purpose of giving you the gift is to give you material and information to fire you up that you can pass it along.
Yeah.
That's what we're always doing. That's what we have to do when we set brush fires of liberty in the hearts and the minds of men. That's how we obtain. That's how we overcome. But folks, again, this doesn't happen for free. We're a nonprofit organization, and the way that we do this is through your donations and through your support. And the way you do it, if you don't have the opportunity to use the means that we have right now, then support us and be a part of the team that way. Because we do. We take
and
that means.
And be a part of the team.
You got it. You become like a son or daughter of liberty.
Maybe I should do all these voiceovers.
I think so.
Yeah. Remember that one old lady said to me that one time? Older lady, she said, Bradley's got a great radio voice. I said, hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
She was right.
Yeah.
Which is why you're on the radio today.
Really?
Yes. Because you have such a great
voice. I don't think there's a whole lot of people out there that understand why I'm on the radio. You want me to tell everybody?
Yes.
Well, it was you and another guy in the ministry that said, let's go live.
Oh, that's right.
And we used to do all pre-records.
Yep.
And I used to put them together on Pro Tools. And people used to call up and say, how is it that you just do a flawless show like that?
It's like you don't even take a breath.
Totally. And I just kind of thought, well, I don't know. I guess I'm just really good at what I do. I wouldn't tell them that, of course. Little did they know that I had Pro Tools standing behind me.
Nice.
Which
Pro
means
Tools.
You can cut it and make yourself sound perfect, right?
Yep.
Well, then one day, it was about a year after that, year and a half after that, Jake and the other guy in the ministry, the other guy, not this other guy, said, let's go live. I thought, well,
That's right. That
I don't really want to go on live radio.
Yeah.
Why would we want to go on live radio? And we started out in Christian radio on Salem Communications for, what, 10 years?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was 10 years, something like that. Yep. And I said, okay. And I said, I know what's going to happen. We're going to get on the radio. And you two jokers are going to sit there and look at me like cows looking in headlights.
Like I'm doing right now?
That's exactly right. And so we got on the radio. First couple minutes, they're looking at me. And I just started fusing.
What are you going to say, Brad?
Yeah, it's like, hello.
You got something to say?
If I remember right, I think I rebuked you guys a little bit and said, I told you guys we're going to do this. Did I? Other producers looking at me and saying, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did, because I knew that's what they were going to do. But oftentimes you'll see that's what God does, is he'll use others to push you into the call. And I did. I took the call up.
Something you didn't know, I was high-fiving him underneath the table saying, we got him here.
No, I
made, we never intended on talking in the first
place. I actually
place.
Made them pay for Ruth Chris's every Sunday for a year. Chris him and Chris. That other guy.
Ruthie.
Yeah.
Oh, Ruthie.
Oh,
but getting back to the
food.
Topic.
That was a free one, Ruth.
We need your support, folks, and you need to see this country turned around just like we desire to see this country around, and we are a vehicle to do it.
Well, let's give kind of a special. If you guys go ahead and buy the My War documentary, we'll throw a comic book in it for a certain price tag. I don't know what it is. And what it is it's a five-part series. It's about 6 hours long. It shows us getting kicked out of schools. It shows us advancing the purpose, the American purpose, the patriotic, conservative, Christian, constitutional purpose throughout our country. And it's just great stuff. I think it's timely. It's never out of date.
Mm-hmm. And so many people are puzzled that we have been able to accomplish what we've been able to accomplish.
But I don't know why they're puzzled, because these are our kids. They're our schools. This is our government.
Which
so there's nothing
they,
to be bewildered about.
That's why they need
about.
To watch this DVD series. And folks on the website at sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to support our fight for justice. And that's where you'll see that special there of the My War series. And get the DVD series.
Yeah.
It's great to sit and watch with your
and
family.
And it helps us, friends. That's the most important point.
And donation comes right to us.
You get fed and we get led.
Yep.
No, ah,
I like that.
Did you
good.
Like that?
That was really good. There's also another series. If you donate to us through the Midas Resources special, you actually get yourself a silver dollar. So you want to donate through that, you get the series,
that's
you make your $100 donation.
Yep.
And Ted from Midas Resources will give you a silver dollar. So there's something you can gain from it. And folks, that's what this is about. This isn't about just taking. This is about reinvesting into society. And that's what you need to start thinking long term. How are we reaching our youth? As we discussed before, nobody even knows. Very few people in this generation even know who's running against Obama. Not that any of us agree with Willard, but the point is conservatives have been so far behind the curve on this that the kids have never engaged with them, politically speaking, or culturally speaking.
Can I give a point of reference right now? I'm looking at a Christian, professed Christian magazine in America, and it has on one of their write-ups, laws in 34 states allow school prayer. Why are they on the wrong side of the fence? No, all 50 states of your union allow prayer. Read the preamble to every state, friends.
That's right.
All of them acknowledge the Almighty God. This is how. If you want to keep putting up with these results, that's fine.
Right.
You just keep supporting them, people. If you want to get into the fight and be a part of what's going on in your country and win back your future, because we have hope in Christ, then get behind us, because we appreciate it very much.
Because what you find is that the kids, when they read a title like that, they're like, oh, great, so we got 34 more states to make prayer illegal in, because they see the other side. They want to fight. They want to engage
well,
into this.
You have the professed church saying you can't go into public schools. Wait, those are your kids that you gave up to the state that are indoctrinating your kids, and then you tell people that they can't go into those schools and talk to those kids?
And then you complain about the results.
Wow, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So instead of complaining,
part of the bureaucracy,
folks,
I guess.
Get out there and do it to it.
Yeah.
We got a war to win and a mission to accomplish.
Wow, this is the most you've said. Did you just take a gulp of Coke or something?
No, I didn't have any Coke.
Did Michael Bloomberg send you one of those big gulps?
No, I just thought I would get
can
them.
You, dude, friends, the audacity of this individual to tell people what they can drink and what they can eat. I'm humored.
I know it. And
the absolute arrogance, narcissism.
You go to the healthcare topic, every single one of these, they're telling you what to do. Not asking for permission, not following any guidelines, rules, or stipulations. They are telling you the most absurd things. And now we have in our country right
unthinkable things,
now.
Jake.
I'm going to tell you what you can or can't eat. I'm going to tell you what you can or can't drink. I mean, what's left? Like you said before, Truman said a government big enough to give you everything. It's strong enough and more powerful enough to take everything.
You know what?
From
it's time
you.
Someone takes him by the strap of his bloomers and
that's
kicks
right.
him in the shorts.
See you on the courts. Skinny.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Sons of
Liberty.com.
We'll talk to you in 23 hours. First John 3:18. We love you by what we do. See ya.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.